life of Mary Sutherland. Did you hear what happened in yesterday's chapter? Mr. Barton offered to back Daddy Stratford in the reopening of his little old hotel. Daddy was speechless with joy. This sweet old man has dreamed of once again operating his beloved Stratford house, and you can imagine how happy Barton's offer made him. We're starting to feel that Jeffrey Barton is a real godfather to all of Mary Southern's loved ones. He made Max a supremely happy man when he decided to build his new factory in Sanders. And he has promised Phyllis Stratford, Max's crippled sister, that he will persuade the famous Dr. DeRoy to come to Sanders and examine her. Unfortunately, he has not been able to locate Dr. DeRoy since we last saw him in Chicago. But he has assured Phyllis that it's just a matter of time before he does reach him. Today's scene opens in Max's office. It was about 2 hours since Mr. Barton told Merlin Davis that Daddy Stratford was reopening the hotel. As yet, Max hasn't heard the good news. He's entering the office now.
Daddy, where are you?
Well, that's a hot one. Nobody's here. I wonder if that old kitty could be hiding somewhere.
Hey, Daddy, quit fooling. I'm a busy guy.
Well, I guess he ain't here. Well, it seems funny he'd leave the office when he knew Miss Bloomberg was out. Well, I'll call Mary. Hello. Say, Miss Hawley, get me Maple 4201, will you? Hurry it up, sweetheart, huh? Yeah, thanks. Huh? What? There ain't no answer. Impossible. Hey, listen, Mary's got to be home. Give her another buzz, will you? Not home. What? She ain't. Well, where is she? Oh, yeah, okay, I know you don't. And hey, listen, then. Try Hillside 6240, will you? Maybe she's there. I can't figure this out. Daddy's beat it and Mary ain't home. Something's up. Well, maybe Phyllis ain't home. Yeah, I'm still here, Miss Hawley. What? You don't get an answer there, either. Hey, now, I know something's wrong with your buzzer. Listen, there's always somebody at that number. Sis must be there. That's darn funny. You're sure you rang the right place. Okay, if you can't, you can't. Thanks for trying. Yeah, so long. Boy, if this ain't a mystery, I don't know what it is. Everybody's disappeared. Hey, who's out there?
It's Mary.
Oh, well, it's about time somebody showed up. Well, Daddy was supposed to be here, and he beat it. I can't get anybody on the phone.
I can just see Daddy racing out here after Mr. Barton told me he'd back his hotel.
Yeah, first I called you up, and then... Hey, wait a minute. What did you just say, Mary?
I said Mr. Barton's backing Daddy to open his hotel.
No.
Yes.
Holy smoke. Honest to it?
Honest.
Oh, boy.
Isn't it the grandest thing that could happen to that darling old man?
Gee, Whittaker, say, I'll say it is. So how did it all happen? When did you find out?
Well, Daddy phoned right after Mr. Barton made the offer.
Yeah?
Next, he was so happy he could hardly talk to
me. Boy, I got a pretty good picture of how he must have acted. No wonder he ain't here. I bet a dollar he's over at that hotel.
I'll bet he is. Oh, I'm so happy for him.
Yeah, gee, it was the one thing he wanted.
He said Mr. Barton was wonderful about it, too.
Yeah.
And he left word for you to prepare the lease and said he'd give you whatever security the Sanders thinks it's required.
Oh, that Barton guy's a prince, Mary. They don't come anybody.
Yes. He's doing his best to reach Dr. DeRoy and fulfill us, too.
Yeah, you say that? DeRoy ought to be here this week. And say, speaking of sis, where is she? I called their house, but nobody answered.
I drove her to the clinic, dear. John wanted to take some x-rays.
Oh.
Then I came right over here to tell you about Daddy.
Well, what's the matter? Is sis feeling worse?
Well, she's not feeling any better.
Hmm. Here, just sit down, will you? Tell me what's going on.
Oh.
Here, yeah, clear off this chair.
Thanks.
Hey, for the love of Mike, where'd the chicken bones come from?
I sent Daddy his lunch. These are probably the remaining.
Fine thing, making a beanery out of my office. There you are. Now, you tell me all about sis, huh?
Well, there's anything you need to tell me.
Yeah?
Lost a few more pounds, but otherwise, the spinal condition's just the same.
Gee, this poor kid. I guess it's like Doc said, we're all getting what we want, and she ain't.
I've been thinking about that, Max.
Yeah?
I believe it's up to us to help her want something she can't get.
Now, wait a minute. Come again, Mary. I'm a little behind.
Well, even if Dr. DeLoy does come here, he may not be able to help her. John told us that.
Yeah, I know he did.
So there's a possibility she may never get to see him once. It comes to walk again.
Yeah, but it'd be pretty tough to make her want anything more than she wants
to. Well, I know that'd be impossible, but she could get some happiness out of life if we could give her something to occupy her mind. Sitting in that wheelchair day after day with nothing to do that makes her so unhappy.
Yeah, I know. It gives her a lot of time to think, don't it? And that's what's bad.
That's the trouble, man. Now, she could just be doing something that would make her feel useful. She'd have a greater interest in living.
Yeah, she would at that.
I had an idea that perhaps Daddy's hotel might offer a solution.
Huh?
Just the thought of reopening it, giving Daddy a new lease on life.
Well, what could she do in a wheelchair, Mary?
Well, she could sit behind the desk while the guest registers, or she could sell magazines. I know she'd love to do it.
Yeah. Did you say anything to Daddy about it?
No, I didn't think of it. We were both too excited.
Sure, you would be. You said you'd pose Daddy a tip?
Well, I don't see why. Especially if Phyllis was happy.
Sure.
Besides, he'll be helping at the hotel till he gets another job and they could be together now.
Sure, that's right, too. Gee, just leave it to you to dope things out.
You and Daddy have thought of it once the hotel was
open. But you always beat us to the trigger, man.
Well, that's it.
There's something you can mean to.
Things like that take the heart right out of a man.
Hi, Max. Hello, Mary.
Daddy, what's wrong?
Hey, now look here, you. Before you start airing your troubles, I want to tell you that you're fired.
What? Well, I'm sorry I left the office all by itself, Max.
Yes.
But I got so excited when Mr. Barton told me he'd back my hotel. Mary must have told you that I grabbed the keys and ran right over.
That's a fine excuse. Leaving my office to look at that dump.
Hey, my beautiful hotel ain't no dump.
Max is only fooling.
Yeah, sure, I was only kidding, Pop. I was only kidding. But hey, you just came in here tearing, boy, and sore as a pup. What the deuce is going on?
What's going on? Plenty went on over there at my hotel.
Yes? Why, Daddy, has something been destroyed?
I should say there has. Dang it all, the one thing I prize most is room. Shut completely.
No fool. What happened?
Well, you remember that magnificent palm that used to stand plumb in the center of the lobby?
Magnificent palm?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you mean that funny-looking fake tree. Oh.
Now, Daddy, you're not going to tell us it died.
Who said anything about it dying? The moth got into it.
Yeah?
Made it full of holes. Now, listen, it ain't no laughing matter. How would you like moths to come along and have themselves a dinner and something of yours?
Well, they did, pal. You know, I once found a pair of my winter drillies that looked like a sieve.
Oh, yeah, don't you remember? Daddy, we didn't mean to laugh, but I could just picture that palm tree full of moths.
Oh, yeah,
it sure blew to me. Now what am I going to put up in my lobby?
Listen, maybe we got one of last year's Christmas trees.
Oh, Max, stop teasing Daddy. This is serious.
You're a darn right it's serious.
Sure, sure.
Well, I know. That orange tree we have in the dining room. I'll just build it up higher with more soil and put it in a larger pot.
Would you really?
Why, of course I will. And it'll look grand.
Yeah, the people think they're in California instead of Santa.
Oh, never mind what they'll think. It'll look as pretty as a picture, Daddy. Well, thank you ever so much, Mary.
Well, that's all right, Daddy. Emergency number one adjusted. Anything else?
Yeah, how'd the cuspidors hold up?
Oh, they're as good as ever, except we had one that Mrs. Petch and I and Johnny cracked when he was spitting those booby shots.
So a little as he can take.
My Mary's the best little pitch in the world. But say, Daddy, how'd you come to clinch that big deal with Barton?
Well, Mr. Barton and I were talking when Mr. Davis came in and started asking about the hotel lease.
Mm-hmm.
And out of a clear sky, Mr. Barton just up and said, "That's Mr. Spackford's hotel. I'm back in it."
Well, what did Davis want with the lease?
Oh, Henrietta Proust had some idea taking over the hotel and making it into a social club.
Why, of all things.
Boy, you're lucky that Mr. Barton came to the front for you.
Yep, Max. I guess I'm the luckiest old man alive. And I got a feeling that my little hotel is going to bring us all luck. Yes, sir, I think once I get it open, my luck is going to change.
Lovable old Daddy Stratford. He's so happy about reopening the little old Stratford house. Perhaps he may be right about the hotel bringing good luck. Let's hope that it does, because his dear one certainly deserves their portion of happiness.